We are now joined by Patrick Brown of the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Patrick covers Tennessee Volunteer football, basketball, everything Vols. And Patrick, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me on. I hope you guys are doing well today.
We're doing well. Obviously, I guess Quanzo Martin's doing pretty well. Goes from possibly on the hot seat in the middle of the season to the Sweet 16 now.
Yeah, he is certainly, I think, on the hot seat. You know, you look at after last season, two straight NIT appearances, and, of course, Tennessee, I think, everyone would say that they overachieved his first season, lost a lot from Bruce Pearl's final team, and they were picked 11th in the SEC and finished, actually had the second seed in the tournament. But after last season, he only got a $50,000 raise, no extension on his original five-year deal. So that seemed to me to point to, this third year being a pretty big one, and it started off pretty it was a little bit of a rough go there for a while. You know, at one point, a few weeks ago, Tennessee was 16-11. They were 7-7 in the SEC. They've been swept by Texas A&M. And since that loss to the Aggies in overtime in College Station, I think it was February 22nd, they've won 8 of 9. And at the last possible second, they, kind of put it all together and started playing up to what they were capable of playing. And they won their last four regular season games, split two games in the SEC tournament. That was enough to get them into the NCAA tournament. And they caught a break with the draw, I think, in terms of once they got past Iowa, they played a UMass team that probably should not have been a 6 seed, and caught a break when Mercer beat Duke. So here they are in the Sweet 16, something that I didn't think was really possible a few weeks ago. I thought I'd be not covering an NCAA regional this week, but certainly they, the most impressive thing to me about this run is that it started after that second loss to A&M, because that was really the low point of the season, of a season that had already a couple of low points. And certainly I think it was a high point in terms of the fan frustration and some of the negativity that was surrounding Konzo and the team and the disappointment that, the disappointing season that had been up to that point.
Obviously no team makes the Final Four and rarely wins a championship without some luck. This team, as you said, in their draw, they got very, very fortunate. Do you think, though, maybe they were peaking at the right time? I mean, they're getting ready to take on a monster offensive team.
Well, I definitely would say that they put it together at the best possible time. They've clearly been playing their best basketball over the last few weeks. You know, this is a team that their longest win streak in the season was, I think, 4 games. And up until the last 4 games of the SEC schedule, they hadn't won more than 2 games in a row in conference play. So, they'd stubbed their toe on more than one occasion. You know, they opened SEC play, by winning down at LSU, a place where Kentucky and Missouri both went and lost. And, you expected them to be 3-0 going into, their fourth SEC game at Kentucky. And then they lost at home to Texas A&M. And, they had a slip up at Vanderbilt as well after they had been playing pretty well. So they'd been kind of, wildly inconsistent all throughout SEC play, and then they just kind of, they got, basically at the last possible second that they could, they put it together, and I think they won 5 of 6, I believe, going into Selection Sunday, and that got them into Dayton. So had they lost another one of those games, they probably wouldn't have even made the tournament. But they're basically playing their best basketball right now, and certainly, it's one thing to get a favorable draw. It's another thing to, win by, 13 and 19 and 20. And I think the best team they've actually played during this NCAA tournament was Iowa. That was a team that, I think had lost 6 of 7 or 7 of 8 down the stretch. But that team was, watching them and seeing them up close. And I haven't seen a lot of Big Ten basketball this year, but watching them up close, it was kind of, I was asking myself how they had lost, the way they had down the stretch. But, Tennessee's been, they won their last 2 games by 19 and 20, and they're playing their best defense of the year, and offensively they seem to be clicking on all cylinders right now. So, basketball's a tournament sport, and Tennessee kind of hit their best, at the last possible second at the best possible time of the year.
Patrick, what's been the reaction around Knoxville to Bruce Pearl being named head coach at Auburn now?
Well, it's certainly the reaction is different than it was 8 days ago or 9 days ago when he was hired, the day before Tennessee's first game. There was some trying to encapsulate it all. There's some hurt feelings, I guess. A lot of fans, I think, You know, there were some that were holding on to the idea that he would come back to Tennessee this year, which was, you know, never going to happen. I think myself and some of the other media up here did the best we could to throw a wet blanket on that notion as it started to pick up steam there, as Konzo and his team was struggling. And I think some fans were, it's going to be tough to see him, you know, in the conference. You know, he's going to play, you know, Auburn comes up to Tennessee next year, so that's going to be, you know, for lack of a better term, that's going to be awkward when he comes into Thompson Bowling coaching another team. And, you know, certainly I think there's been some fans that have, you know, some fans have moved on pretty quickly and said, all right, he's coaching a conference rival now. And others have said, well, you know, I think a little bit of a different, you know, maybe taking it harder. So I think for the most part, fans were appreciative of what he did here. Certainly, you know, he took Tennessee basketball to new heights and really, I think, raised kind of the expectation level, and I think Konzo Martin's been a victim of that a little bit in terms of, you know, following him, and certainly that's kind of played into how he's viewed and what he done, you know, what he's done, and how it's, you know, if it's good enough, all those kinds of things. But certainly I think, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see when Auburn comes up to Knoxville next year how that game is gonna be and how that atmosphere is gonna be.
Patrick, we've got about 20 more seconds. Tennessee football spring practice started yesterday. Talk real quickly about that.
Yeah, they actually they had five practices, and then University had spring break last week. So they were off, and they got back to practice yesterday. Obviously, it's a really young team. And 14 new enrollees come in, and so it's going to be a really young team. They got to find a quarterback and replace a lot in the offensive defensive line. So it's no lack of storylines there for Butch Jones in his second year.
We'll get you on again and talk some spring football later on next month.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.